This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Loving to be with you on this Wednesday, September 19th, across the state of Michigan. Thanks for being out there. Thanks for tuning in. Steve out, unexpected illness. Plans are for him to be back in the big chair tomorrow. I've always appreciate the opportunity to fill in and enjoy the time so far this week. We have more to get to today, though. Coming up this hour, Julie Gunlock from the Independent Women's Forum, and Ron Rademacher takes us across the state, tells us what's going on in Michigan. Both this weekend and perhaps some weeks to come. That's all this hour here on the Steve Gruber Show. My name is Scott Bertram. Find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M. And I'm the general manager of the student radio station at Hillsdale College, hillsdale.edu for more, hillsdale.edu. And I tried to just point out once a show or so, look, Hillsdale does not accept any federal money. Hillsdale does not accept any state money. Hillsdale is supported by those who agree with our mission and like what we do at Hillsdale. So our students can't take, you know, student loans. There's no federal student loans. That means their student assistance, their financial assistance comes from supporters of Hillsdale. In our course book, we have page after page after page of privately funded grants and scholarships for our students to attend Hillsdale College. So we can't do this without you and your support. Hillsdale.edu. And I also teach in the journalism department here. So, you know, support the college and support me. It's a selfish plea when you get right down to it. All right. Let's get you updated on what's happening with the Brett Kavanaugh situation, the accusations. As of this morning, or I should say as of late last night, what we know is that the invitation was given to both Brett Kavanaugh, who of course said he will be there, and also to the accuser, Christine Ford. Now, I know we've got this sound handy. Christine Ford's attorney, Deborah Katz, was on NBC on Monday. So Deborah Katz, the attorney for Christine Ford, on with NBC Monday. Here's what was said. The first voice is Savannah Guthrie, then Deborah Katz.
Ms. Katz, is your client willing to testify before the Judiciary Committee publicly and tell this story?
She is. She's willing to do whatever it takes to get her story forth, yes.
All right. Yes, she'll be there. Yes, she will do whatever it takes to get her story forth. We now know, of course, that that's not true because Christine Ford has, I don't think she has officially declined the invitation to testify in public Monday, but lawyers last night sending out a letter saying, no, it's too quick. You're moving too quick. It's too fast. There has to be an FBI investigation and she's not emotionally ready. Monday it was, yes, whatever it takes to get her story out. Now it's, well, here's about 12 preconditions, and then maybe we'll think about it. So, as of right now, there's no indication the accuser will accept the invitation to testify in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee on Monday. And if that's the case, she says no, they should vote immediately. I think the plan is to have the hearing Monday with Judge Kavanaugh, if he's the only one showing up, and then vote Wednesday out of committee. I don't know why they wait. Take an hour to think about what Judge Kavanaugh tells you Monday, then vote. If the accuser, David French has a piece at National Review. Brett Kavanaugh's sex assault allegation. Christine Ford must agree to testify. Where's his line here? Here, Christine Ford has made an accusation that is more serious than any demand for money. Her claims, if sufficiently credible, could alter the course of American history. There's no reason why they can't be tested in an open hearing with the eyes of the nation on her. It will, of course, be hard, but no harder than what we ask of victims and plaintiffs in countless other cases across the land. There's more there, of course. But point being, too, that Republicans, Chuck Grassley, offered a phone call, offered a private hearing, and Democrats said, no, it has to be done in public. so all can hear the testimony. So, okay, we'll do a public hearing. And now Christine Ford says, well, I can't do a public hearing, not emotionally ready. And there has to be an investigation and this and that. So she says she's not going to be there. Also overnight, we have more friends of Judge Kavanaugh stepping forward. Patrick Smith attended Georgetown Prep alongside Kavanaugh. Both men graduated in 1983. His lawyer authored a letter to Chuck Grassley and Dianne Feinstein saying, quote, I understand I have been identified by Dr. Ford as the person she remembers as PJ, who supposedly was present at the party she described in her statements to the Washington Post. I am issuing this statement today to make it clear to all involved that I have no knowledge of the party in question, nor do I have any knowledge of the allegations of improper conduct she has leveled against Brett Kavanaugh. Personally speaking, I've known Brett Kavanaugh since high school, and I know him to be a person of great integrity, a great friend. I have never witnessed any improper conduct by Brett Kavanaugh toward women. To safeguard my own privacy and anonymity, I respectfully request the committee accept this statement in response to any inquiry the committee may have. Kavanaugh denies being at the party. Kavanaugh denies ever doing anything like what's described. And of course, the accuser can't tell us when or where this actually happened. So Kavanaugh has to issue kind of a blanket statement. No, this never happened anywhere, in any place, at any time. Mark Judge, another friend and classmate of Kavanaugh's, has been named the other person in the room. He has also denied the incident happened to the Judiciary Committee. And Kavanaugh has, and now Patrick J. Smith has. And on the other side, you have Christine Ford making her allegation and now unwilling, apparently, to testify in public on Monday. So you weigh the evidence at hand and see what comes out. I don't have time to play President Trump here. We'll do that later on in the hour. What I do want to play for you quickly here is Senator Mazie Hirono, Democrat of Hawaii. She's speaking yesterday about the allegations by Christine Ford. This is Senator Hirono.
I expect the men in this country and the men in this committee, and many of them, believe me, because we all signed on to this letter to demand an FBI investigation. But really, guess who's perpetuating all of these kinds of actions? It's the men in this country. And I just want to say to the men in this country, just shut up and step up. Do the right thing for a change. Okay, you can see I'm a little upset by this, you know, the unfairness of it. But you have a second question?
It's unfair. But it's all right for her to tell all men in the country to shut up and step up for a change. We are all guilty, and thus Senator Hirono would like us to just get out of the way and allow Christine Ford to make her allegations and not have to show up at a hearing on Monday for her to testify about it publicly. I looked for this other cut, and I couldn't find it, so I've got the quote. I'm quoting Senator Hirono here. She also said this in that press conference, quote, at the same time, if the Republicans go forward with their plan to railroad this fast track, which, by the way, aside, Dianne Feinstein, of course, has had this allegation for 2 months and did nothing about it, nothing at all. Back to Hirono. If they fast track, as they have so many other nominations, I expect the members of the press to talk about how unfair that is. I don't think that's editorializing. That's laying out the facts. I expect that from you guys. Democrats always expect this kind of built-in home team, the home team officiating from the press. We expect you to come forward and say how unfair Republicans are being. You guys should do that. We expect that from you guys. It's what always happens. Come on, back us up. Scott Bertram in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Plan to attend Salt Lake Global's upcoming event celebrating the sanctity of human life in Lansing, Michigan, September the 29th. Learn how to effectively engage the culture and defend family values with truth and grace. Check out this exciting opportunity at slgwitness.com. For tickets, go to slgwitness.com. Limited seating available for celebrating the sanctity of human life. So register today at slgwitness.com. That's slgwitness.com.
There are two kinds of people, those that have had their identity stolen and those that will. Which one are you? Get protection now with the Michigan Chamber of Commerce Identity Theft Protection Employee Benefit Solution. Employees get the best identity theft protection from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, and you get peace of mind at a fraction of the cost. Get everyone covered before you or they get hacked. Get identity theft protection through the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Chamber banner right now.
We're here with Stephen West, professor of music and voice at University of Michigan School of Music, Theater, and Dance. Stephen, as a parent, why is it important for schools to provide band and orchestra music education?
Well, a school is the best organization to offer such an opportunity. Music, well, can actually become the highlight of a very busy academic day, and kids look forward to it.
And how have your children benefited from their music education?
Oh, well, it's broadened their minds, it's improved their academics, it's given them a sense of belonging to an uplifting organization. They develop skills and discipline that will last them a lifetime. Fosters creativity, you know, it's just plain fun.
Thanks for your time. That's Stephen West, professor of music and voice at University of Michigan School of Music, Theater, and Dance. This PSA is sponsored by Marshall Music Company, your partner in music education since 1948. To learn more and to listen to other music education advocacy pieces, visit marshallmusic.com/musicmatters.